This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, the idea of World Car Free Day was born back in the year 2000, although cities around the world have been having their own car free days for a lot longer than that. World Car Free Day is always on the 22nd of September, and well, this year is no different. Sustainable St Albans are keen for us to join in with this year's World Car Free Day, and I spoke to Sustainable St Albans Playing Out Coordinator and local Our Street Party representative, Nicola White, and I started by asking her whether she thought Car Free Day was a protest or a celebration.
Well, I guess it could be either. I like the celebration angle, to be quite honest. I love the fact that we can do it and that we can get everybody out on our street and look at the space and visualise what it could be like if we didn't have cars all the time. I suppose if you want to use it as a protest, you could. But that, to me, is perhaps a little bit more negative. I like the positive angle of working environmentally, and I think that celebration is a nice thing. And quite frankly, in Britain, if you've got cups of tea and cake floating around, then anything's a celebration, isn't it? So let's go with that, really.
That sounds good. As you say, as soon as you add the cup of tea or cake, then that's sounding really very good to me. So what's so lovely about a car-free street, car-free town, car-free world? What's the lovely thing about it?
So if you've got a space outside your house, like I have here in my street, which is, it's got parked cars up and down it, it's got cars moving up and down it, and I will say quite often quite fast, you don't really get to use that space ever, apart from if you're yourself in a tin box. And what's nice for World Car Free Day is taking those moving cars away and just having ownership of that space of tarmac outside your house just for a couple of hours. And enjoy that space and see what comes of it, what people do, what children do, what grown-ups do. So you've got people who will stop and chat. You've got children on their bikes and scooters. You've got chalking and drawing and playing. You've got community being built, all on a bit of tarmac that normally we wouldn't have access to. So I think it's a really special thing to do.
Yes, I think that you're right there. And with children, it's obvious, given the space, they will just start to play, like you say, get a football out. Suddenly they can cycle wherever they want. You say do something artistic. But I think what you say is right also about adults just being able to, well, just meet those neighbours who are normally just straight in and out of cars. That's quite important too, isn't it?
I really think that neighbours are really fundamental in terms of building sustainability from the ground up. I think that World Car Free Day and any road closure gives us the opportunity to meet and mingle with people who live near us and learn and build a community. I can whitter on for ages about sustainability and road closures because it's something I'm really passionate about. And I think if you take something like the bioregional One Planet Living categories of the areas of sustainability, they have 10 areas. If you look at a small road closure that you might do on your own street, you think, well, is it really directly connected to sustainability? But yes, it is, because up in that list, you've got health and happiness, culture and community. Well, they're obvious immediately when you've got neighbours out chatting, laughing, you tick those boxes. But then you can move it on. You know, you have conversations when your neighbours together. You talk about where you live. You talk about the things in the local area. You might talk about planning applications and buildings. You might talk about solar panels. You might talk about your gardens and the things that you're growing in terms of vegetables. You talk about the local shops, the local restaurants, the local food, and you're ticking all these boxes on the One Planet list, equity in local economy, local and sustainable food. And then, of course, you've got sustainable transport. How many children can learn to ride a bike if a road is closed? If you don't have closed space outside your house, most of us don't have back gardens big enough for a child to learn to ride a bike. So you have to cart that bike in a car to a space where you can teach them to ride a bike. If you can do it outside your house, you're immediately giving that child a ticket to independent transport when they're older. So yeah, you keep going on that list of bioregional One Planet Living and zero waste. You know, people take care of where they live when they care about it. They might go litter picking. Zero carbon. Again, I said about the solar panels. So you start ticking all these boxes and suddenly just a little road closure outside your house that you've done, you know, with not much effort, let's face it, and some cups of tea and cake, which is always my favourite part of it, becomes actually a huge contribution to sustainability where you live. And it's all doable by us as individuals, which is why I get so excited and passionate about it.
Oh, well, when you put it like that, Nicola, I can absolutely see why. So you want us to close our road for car-free day. Now, this year is the 22nd of September, as it always is, but that's a Friday. That doesn't sound practical for most of us. So is it okay to close our road, the Saturday, the 23rd, or the Sunday, the 24th?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's what we would suggest. And we're encouraging people to do it over the weekend. So either the Saturday or the Sunday, just a 2 or 3 hour period, doesn't have to be very long. Invite all your neighbours. But the key thing is, if you're going to do it, you have to get an application in. And you can't just, unfortunately, go out and stick road close signs up if you fancy it, because the highways do actually come under the authority of Hertfordshire County Council, and St Albans District Council also have a say in this sort of stuff. So you've got to apply to the right council to get your road closed. So you need to do it now in order to shut that road on either, we would say the Saturday, the 23rd of September, or Sunday, the 24th of September.
Okay, then. So, as you say, we need to actually do that now. I think it's something like 6 weeks notice you have to give. So there's no point thinking at the beginning of September, I'd like to do this. You really do need to think beforehand. But there's different ways of doing this, I understand, depending on whether you've already closed your road. And given that we were all there having coronation street parties, actually quite a few of us have closed our road already. So let's start, shall we, with the people who haven't closed their road before this year. What do they do?
Yeah, so if you've never done a road closure before, and you certainly haven't done one this year in this calendar year, then the easiest thing to do is to apply to Hertfordshire County Council for a street party closure. And that is not saying that you have to have a street party. You're not. You could if you wanted to, of course, but you're just using that authority to close your road. They have a requirement that you apply at minimum 6 weeks before the event you want to do. So that means that you have a deadline of the 11th of August to close your road, to apply for that weekend of the 23rd, 24th September. And then you would need to consult your neighbours beforehand. You can't just take it upon yourself that you're going to shut your own road without speaking to anyone. You always, with any of these road closures, have to drop a note through your neighbours' doors and make sure that everybody knows this is what you're thinking and give them the opportunity to say something. So the reason we say that's the easiest route is because it's a very short form. And as I say, you've got a bit more time to do it. The 11th of August is your deadline, which gives you nearly 2 months to have a chat with neighbours and plan that. So that's great. However, if you've already had a street party or some kind of road closure using that authority, then there is another method. I should say, though, before we move on to the other method, that we have a local organisation here in St Albans District called Our Street Party. And there, I'm part of it. Our role is to support people who close their roads for street parties. And that includes helping you fill out the form and lending you road close signs and all the things that might be the sort of stumbling blocks to finding that a bit tricky. So we're absolutely here to advise. So if you have never done a street closure before, don't worry. There are volunteers out there who are willing to support you and help you close your road. So, so street party, as we say, is the number one route to doing this, and it's the easiest way to do it.
So applying to close our road for street party, we don't actually have to have a big party as such. We can literally just close it and have, as you say, a cup of tea and cake and let the kids play on bikes. Nobody's going to check that, but we just call it a street party road closure application. And as you say, we find that on the Hertfordshire County Council website, and just like an online form. And then if we've already closed our road, we can't do that because you only had one street party closure a year. So what do we do then?
Yes, that's right. So it is limited to one a year. If you've already had a street party this year, then there is another method of closures of roads in St Albans District, which is fantastic. We're very lucky here to have it. I must emphasise that, because it's not something that everyone has. There are about 100 local authorities around the country like ours who've put in place a scheme called Playing Out, and that is a special scheme that allows residents to close their roads for multiple short occasions. They're stewarded road closures. So for these ones, you need to have residents in high-vis jackets at the road closure points. So they're slightly different. But again, we have a local group who can give you all the support and help you need. And it's very easy. And that's the Playing Out St Albans District Group. And that's a project that's part of Sustainable St Albans. So if you're thinking about doing either of these closures, the key thing is to go onto the website, and all the links and necessary information is all in one place. And the web address is sustainablestalbans.org/playingout. And from that one page, you can feed into the Our Street Party group I mentioned before, and also all the information about the different ways of closing your road. So there's lots and lots of information on the internet. If you do want to use that Playing Out scheme because you've already had a street party, then the deadline is slightly sooner and you need to get your skates on a bit more. Shouldn't be a problem, because if you've done a road closure before, you're probably pretty proficient at this because you've done it before, or you've got neighbours who are proficient if they've organised it before. So you know about dropping a note round your neighbours, but we can help you with that. And your deadline for applying is the 10th of July. So it's a little bit sooner. That is the final deadline for those sorts of road closures. So it sounds a little bit complicated. There's different ways of closing your road, but essentially the one place you start if you're remotely interested in shutting your road is sustainablestalbans.org/playingout. And you can go on there, and right at the top of that page is a nice big fat link in a button to our new blog that we've written, which tells you everything you need to know about how to close your road to celebrate World Car Free Day and takes you through the different methods and steps that you might need to. It's all there. And I'm at the end of email should you have any questions at all at playingout@sustainablestalbans.org. So what I would say is I'm really, really keen for people to close their roads, and I will help them with anything they need. And hopefully across St Albans District, we'll get lots of individual streets closing and having a fabulous cup of tea and a piece of cake with their neighbours on that day or that weekend.
Well, that sounds really good. And it has to be said, the knowledge that you're there to help us with any difficulties is very reassuring. And just from your experience, is this something that neighbours like to join in? Does it tend to get good support from the road?
Oh, yes. I mean, I find that generally there's a great turnout for these sorts of events, especially if it's never happened on a road before. You generally find people are really enthusiastic. It's a bit different, isn't it? Something that we'd all like to do. I remember someone telling me they'd spoken to an estate agent about it, and I think it was a man, said that generally streets that have a community feel, it even improves your house prices, believe it or not. So generally people, I think the feeling is in British society that there is a really nice feeling about community getting together, and people like to live in a place where they know neighbours are friendly and there's a lot of support. And there's a lot of evidence from police, for example, that from a community point of view, it brings safety to the neighbourhood if neighbours know each other and there is a community feel about a place. So there's lots of different angles, and generally there is a huge support. It's not to say that there aren't the odd people who think that this is more on the protest side and the idea of closing your road is wrong. There will always be people who think cars belong in roads and there should be no alternative to that. But I like to think that they are really a very small minority, and most people just love the idea of the community pulling together, sharing a space and enjoying each other's company. And that's certainly been my experience. It's a very positive thing to do.
Excellent. And just finally, you've said that the method that we can use to close our road if we've already had a street party is the Playing Out method. Some roads really don't have many children on them, or indeed sometimes not even any children on them. Is that going to be a problem?
Absolutely not. And thank you for bringing that up. Actually, that's a really good point. We like to think of it round here in Playing Out St Albans District. We tend to talk about street gatherings rather than playing out as much nowadays, because what we found is that some of the biggest beneficiaries of the street gatherings that are organised with the Playing Out scheme are the adults. We've had lovely stories locally of for example, there was an elderly gentleman who had recently sadly lost his wife, came out to a session and met lots of neighbours who he hadn't seen for a number of years or some he'd never met before, and went away from that session with invitations to lunch and a feeling of support. So that sort of thing for us is really important. And I think it doesn't matter if you have children or not. You must always feel welcome at those sessions and certainly feel able to organise those sessions if you choose. With the playing out sessions in particular, I mentioned earlier, they tend to need neighbours in high-vis jackets to steward because the legislation is slightly different. And that is actually a lovely role for people who don't have children, because obviously the parents, especially a small children, might need to be running around after said small children. But for somebody who doesn't have children, it's perhaps a lovely role to take where they can feel part of the event and have a role of responsibility at the same time, while obviously drinking a cup of tea and having a piece of cake. So that's a nice aspect to it as well. So we really find that streets that don't have a lot of children still really benefit from those kind of road closures.
Indeed. From what you say, it sounds tremendously attractive. And frankly, I'm just about to get onto my street WhatsApp group and see if we can get something going. I think it'd be lovely to have a lovely get together after the summer holidays, share everybody's stories and start talking about Christmas. So
don't. Absolutely. I think you're quite right.
So, Nicola, thank you so much for telling us about that.
Oh, it was a pleasure. And thank you for inviting me.
I was talking there to Nicola Wyeth, and I'll put the link to the online help that Nicola told us about into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And whilst you're there, do check out the other editions of Environment Matters, where we've recently discussed the many forms of activism. We've heard about perhaps the most sustainable house in Hertfordshire and had our local countryside ranger tell us about his career change from being a teacher to the slightly unusual job of being a ranger. Now, returning to Car Free Day on the 22nd of September, I'm going to be popping that date into my diary so I can plan not to use my car on that day. I do know that other years I've forgotten about it until the day before and then found myself not being able to enter into the spirit of the day by having a necessary car journey to take that I could have avoided with a bit of forward planning. And just as closing your road for Car Free Day can be surprisingly uplifting and sociable event, so can choosing to make a journey on foot or bicycle or bus or train or, I don't know, even scooter. I find, you know, it just throws up opportunities for lovely interactions, you know, an exchange smile with a stranger or a conversation with someone you know, interactions that just can't happen from within a car. So will you be joining in on Car Free Day? It's always good to hear from you. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be back with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.